It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, country musicians have been singing songs about alcohol for a long time, but lately that's become a lot more profitable. We'll look into country's changing relationship with drinking. First, the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court has put the issue of abortion rights front and center. Advocates on both sides of the issue are saying that a more conservative court could overturn the Roe v. Wade decision from 1973. On the campaign trail, Donald Trump pledged to nominate pro-life justices to the Supreme Court. During a debate, he had this to say about the potential of overturning the Roe v. Wade decision.
Well, if that would happen, because I am pro-life and I will be appointing pro-life judges, I would think that that will go back to the individual states.
But I'm asking you specifically, would you like to...
If they overturned it, it'll go back to the states.
That prospect has people in some states, including Wisconsin, looking at strict abortion laws that were on the books before Roe v. Wade and wondering if they would go back into effect if the Supreme Court overturned that decision. Mark Sommerhauser covers state government and politics for the Wisconsin State Journal. He's been covering this issue. Mark, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Well, Mark, take us back to pre-1973. What laws did Wisconsin have on the books before the Roe v. Wade decision?
Yeah, so I think the most significant law to be aware of is Statute 940.04, which is a law that was on the books, I believe, beginning in 1970. And that law is a pretty broad ban on abortion. It effectively states that, the only exception that it provides is if a physician judges a mother's life to be in danger. And it says, other than that exception, it says any person other than a mother who intentionally destroys the life of an unborn child is guilty of a felony in the state of Wisconsin. That law, of course, became unenforceable after the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. And since then, it has not been able to be enforced.
That said, it is still on the books in Wisconsin. Is that right? It wasn't removed.
Correct.
As a law. It's just unenforceable.
Correct.
Because of this federal court decision.
That's right.
And have abortion laws changed in Wisconsin? What some things have happened since 1973. Have there been changes that would affect that law?
So there was a law passed subsequent to that that was also addressing the legality of abortion. The law said that essentially banned abortions after the point of, which a fetus would be viable outside the womb. And then we also had more recently here in 2015, the state legislature and Governor Walker signed a law that banned abortions after 20 weeks into a pregnancy, which is a little bit earlier than the viability threshold. Most of the medical evidence suggests that's between 23 and 28 weeks into a pregnancy.
Now, you talk to people on both sides of the debate, and this might be one thing a lot of people agreed on. People on both sides, at least some of them, seem to think that, yeah, if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, that original law, the pre-1973 law, could come back into effect in Wisconsin?
Correct. I mean, I don't think anybody that I talk to knows for sure. This is something that just nobody has really had to address in 45 years because of the Roe v. Wade decision, and so... I don't think I talked to anyone who could say with certainty what would happen if Roe were overturned. But I think a number of people that I talked to, as you said, Rob, on both sides, felt that there was at least a good chance that, if we were in this scenario, that the 940.04 law would come back into effect. But it's something that, were we to find ourselves in that scenario, it would ultimately be decided in a courtroom.
Talking to Mark Sommerhauser from the Wisconsin State Journal about abortion law in Wisconsin and the impact of a potential change on the U.S. Supreme Court and the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade. Mark, let's focus on people who are opposed to abortion, the pro-life side. Obviously, they'd be happy to see a change. They'd be happy to see Roe v. Wade overturned. What kind of things were they saying about what could happen here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, I think... The very common refrain that we're hearing from pro-life folks is just a lot of optimism about Justice Kennedy's departure. Of course, Justice Kennedy, a conservative on many issues, but really more of a moderate on abortion, and was one of the justices who was instrumental in the Planned Parenthood versus Casey decision in 1992 that upheld most of the key findings of Roe v. Wade. So I'm hearing a lot of optimism from folks that, you know, Judge Kavanaugh will be somebody who potentially is going to have a more conservative view on abortion. Again, I don't think people are certain how this is going to shake out, but there seems to be a broad sense that a 5-4 majority on the court that would include Justice Kavanaugh, should he be confirmed, would be more conservative on the issue of abortion.
And you also talk to people on the other side of this issue. They are sounding the alarm.
For sure. This is something that, speaking to Planned Parenthood, speaking to some of the other pro-choice groups, they're saying that this is something that is really activating and engaging their supporters, frankly, like nothing they've seen in decades. And they are saying that, at this point they feel like that the low standard that has basically been the law of the land for the last 45 years in the United States is in very serious jeopardy.
This is an election year. The Supreme Court nominee, almost certainly, it sounds like a decision will be reached before Election Day here in Wisconsin. But with the state law being an issue, if Roe versus Wade gets overturned, are both sides bringing this up as an issue as people vote for state lawmakers and governor?
Absolutely, yeah. It's something that I think we've already started to see coming up both in the United States Senate race, where Senator Baldwin here just about an hour ago indicated that she would be opposing Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court nomination. One of the central reasons that she gave in her statement explaining her opposition was his views on abortion and the possibility of Roe versus Wade being overturned. But certainly in state races as well, Governor Walker was asked about all this yesterday. I spoke a little bit about it, and I'm certain we'll be facing more questions about it as the governor's race continues. We're also hearing some of the Democratic candidates for governor, Kelda Royce and some others, start to talk about this issue from the standpoint of the pro-choice viewpoint.
Now, in the many years since Roe versus Wade and that decision in 1973, were there efforts in Wisconsin to take this law off the books, or did people think, well, it's obsolete in a way, so we don't need to deal with it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not certain if there was ever a point at which this was close to being taken off the books. Speaking to some of the pro-choice groups, I know they were aware of it, and I know there were certainly some folks who wanted to see it removed. But I can't say for sure if there was ever a point at which it was actually close to a point where the legislature and the governor were ready to actually remove it from our statutes.
Now, you also talked to one or two experts on the law and bioethics. What kind of things did you hear?
Yeah, I spoke to Professor Altishaaro at the University of Wisconsin-Madison here, who served in the Obama administration. And has is a law professor with, as you said, expertise in bioethics. I think some of her comments just really reflected how little we know about really what would happen here if we were in this sort of a scenario where the Supreme Court were to make a really dramatic change to the Roe precedent that's been in effect here for more than four decades. Her best judgment looking at the statute is that it would be more likely that the other law that I had referenced at the outset that only bans abortion after the point of fetal viability, her best analysis would be that would be the law that would be more likely to take effect. But she was pretty candid in saying we just don't know for sure. It's something that would have to be litigated in the courtroom.
Mark, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That's Mark Sommerhauser. He covers state government and politics for the Wisconsin State Journal. With us to talk about how a potential overturning of Roe versus Wade could affect laws here in Wisconsin.